Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
And what episode number is it?
Oh my God, it's 7-something. 20... No.
Ooh, nope, remember we're going to play this game.
Oh.
You're warm.
So you're it's warm. In the 700s, but not 720-something.
Yes. Exactly.
So 731?
Lower.
717.
Higher.
719.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yay! Yay! You're the winner. You don't win anything, but being on this show.
Well,
it's a privilege to be
on
the show, actually.
That's gift enough for me.
I'm actually going to put these on just to make sure that everything sounds okay.
Okay.
You got.
We had some technical difficulties.
Just one.
Right now. Oh.
I forgot to order the part from Radio Shack.
Oh.
Oh, wait. There's both of them are working right now.
You just got to twist it a little.
Yeah. Is it working for you?
Yeah, no, mine's all right.
But that's really short.
Mine are really short. I forgot my nice headphones today.
You should just buy, well, maybe I can find a cheap pair and then we could just leave them here.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't need to be super expensive. So.
No. And the ones I have aren't super, super fancy.
Oh
but
my God, no, they're totally fancy. They're $500 headphones. That's what you're supposed to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Or wait, I thought I was supposed to say oh my God, I'm so poor. I can't afford headphones. Somebody please sponsor me.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That works too.
Okay.
But that never works.
That never works. Okay.
I mean, you could try.
No, it's okay.
Oh, we got another question. What the?
Shit be popping. Oh, you know what we forgot to do? We record out of?
Oh, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, in the Rogers Park neighborhood.
Bang, bang. Oh, wait.
Stop
no,
it.
Not that part, right?
Oh, my God.
So, you guys, today is my 40th birthday, actually.
Yay. Happy birthday, Ricky.
Thank you. It's so surreal and hard.
So hard.
I don't want to look down.
No. I am wearing sweatpants today. So.
Yes, you are. It was quite. You walked in, you're like, well, this is quite the opposite because I have jeans on and Adam has sweatpants on.
Well, I was going to go to the gym on the way here, but on the way here, I was. Considering I was weighing whether or not I was going to sing happy birthday to you. I'm probably not. Just full disclosure.
Well, you can save it for this afternoon.
Yeah.
If you want.
Okay. We can do that then.
So, but, or you could sing it now.
I could. No, I need a pitch pipe.
I need
I'm
opera.
Just kidding.
I need opera. I need a Spanish guitar. I need.
Okay.
Who
maracas. Do we know? Actually, I know. I know somebody who plays Spanish guitar. I can call him. His name's Ricardo.
You're like, Ricardo, could you please play your Spanish guitar over the phone so I can sing happy birthday?
He would love to. I'm sure he would.
Does Ricardo listen? Is he from here?
Ricardo is from here. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate on somebody's sexuality on a podcast. He's a lovely man. I've worked with him in a professional capacity.
We do it all the time. You can. It's okay.
Okay. It's okay. Yeah. All right. No, he's lovely. And he has a really nice SUV that I've been in because we were working on a show together. It was just me and Ricardo a couple
you were working
of times.
On a show or you were showing
my work.
Yeah.
No, not like that. Get
excuse
that,
me, I had to take a drink.
Get that Coke Zero in your body.
All up in my body.
All up in your body.
So let's see, what do we have on the list here? How was your week?
How was my week? Oh, I was off on Thursday, which was exciting. I had an audition, that went fairly well. And
are you talking about your career as an actor?
I'm talking just about what I did on my goddamn day off.
Oh, okay.
You asked.
Right.
I'm not going to go into details. Cause they apparently nobody want to hear that. No, I'm just kidding. A lot of people are like, you can talk about
you
acting,
talk about,
girl. You talk about it.
You do what you want.
Yeah,
you do you.
That's right.
You do you, Adam. And you're like, I do all the time.
I always, nothing but Adam. You just caught me looking at my diamond ring as I said that. I was like, I do, Adam. And then I just looked at my little sparkly finger.
That was totally funny.
possessed by the spirit of fucking Alexis Carrington from Dallas. Dynasty? Where am I?
Oh my
Get
God.
It together.
You know, I can honestly say this might make me mad, a bad gay.
Yeah?
I have never seen an episode of Dynasty.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember watching, my mom watched Dynasty a little bit when I was little, but she was really into Falcon Crest.
Yeah, my mom watched that and she watched Dallas.
Yes.
I don't remember Dynasty too much. I don't know if it was on too late, maybe, or I don't know.
I think Dynasty was a little trashier than the other ones. And also, I tried to watch Dynasty, like, now, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go in chronological order and, like, watch the first season. Like, Joan Collins isn't in the first season until, like, the end.
Right.
And there's, like, a big reveal.
Did she, like, replace somebody or something?
I don't think so. I think it was like, this is boring as shit. Let's get Joan Collins.
Right.
Which...
What did Joan Collins do before Dynasty?
She was an actress. She did a bunch of like movies and stuff.
Oh,
she was
okay.
She was an actress back in like the 60s.
Okay.
She was like kind of like an it girl sort of thing.
Like Elizabeth Taylor or somebody like that.
Kind of, yeah, but like kind of like a trashy Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, okay.
And I mean that in the best way. There's actually, I can't remember who the other actress is, but there's her, it's like Joan Collins, Angela Lansbury, and somebody else that Dana Winter, mm-hmm. maybe. They sing a song about like being British actresses sort of at the Oscars in like the 60s, and they're all like super young, and it's in black and white. You should look it up on YouTube. It's fabulous.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know Joan Collins was British.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And you
Why
know,
did I not know that
her sister's like the romance novelist.
Yeah. Okay. I know that.
Yeah. No, they're British. I think she's Dame Joan now. Like she's Dame Joan Collins.
She's still alive?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't even know.
I think so.
Wait, did you just have like a gay seizure?
Oh, maybe.
Because you were second guessing yourself?
I'm scared.
So you were telling me that you purchased some records too, right?
I purchased a lot of records. And I purchased so many records online that they delivered them in two separate shipments. And after the first shipment, which was all like the 45s, which were the small ones, George was like, oh, that's not that bad. Like, you know, and there were literally like 40 45s, but they're small. Like, so whatever. And then I shit you not, like this big, like 2 foot by 2 foot box arrived yesterday.
Oh my God.
And George, I put it on the table and George was like, what's in that box? And I was like, what do you mean? I was like,
did they stack the records on top of each other?
Yeah.
Two layers of records.
It was like gigantic.
Holy shit.
And yeah, George was freaking out. Well, was it like, he was like, I don't know where we're going to put all of those.
Right.
Like, I don't have, like, I literally have no more room. But we'll see.
Do you ever find yourself going through them and weeding some out and getting rid of them?
Yes. I just gave a bunch of records to my friend Rachel, whose birthday was last week, which is why I was. Partially why I was off on Thursday. I was off because I had an audition, and then Rachel's birthday was Wednesday, and so we like hung out because I was like, oh, I'm off, it's your birthday, whatever. Oh, and we got tattoos. I got a new tattoo.
What? Where?
Well, I'll have to take my pants off.
Oh.
But.
Okay. Wait, but it's on your butt?
No, it's not on my butt, but what were we talking about? Records.
Yeah. Are you going to get rid of any of them?
Oh, I gave her some records for her birthday.
Okay.
They were Foreigner. Like, you know, Jukebox Hero and Hot Blooded.
Okay.
That sort of thing. I may take my pants off anyway. I have gym shorts on under here, but like these sweatpants are a little toasty. It's, but that's, I do have to show you my tattoo.
Okay.
Some,
it's happening. You guys, whoever has ginger fantasies out there, it's happening.
I'm taking my pants off right now. There are actually a few listeners that I was chatting with saw the tattoo because they were like, oh, what were you doing on Thursday? And I took a picture and I showed them.
Why listeners never talk to me?
Your listeners talk to you. Shut up.
Joe and Dallas, I want to say thank you for some of the interesting reveals you've been sending to my personal Twitter account. Not of himself, but of gingers. He said this every ginger has been like since I've been with them.
I saw he sent like some porn, some guy with like a really big butt.
He'll send you some really good porn.
I wish I had a bigger butt. I don't have a very big butt.
I wish I had a bigger dick.
Well, I do all right.
I mean, you know, I'm not concerned.
I feel like if my dick was like too big, because there are times that I've had like gigantic dicks and been like, what? Oh, like that. Like, yeah, what would you do with that? Right. For those of you playing along at home, Ricky just showed me a video of this guy with like this. His dick goes up to like his breastbone.
Right. And it bounces down like it's an arm.
Yeah.
And he's got like perfect balls. I mean, it's like.
No, his testicles are nice, but his. No, that dick is like, what am I going to do with that?
Wait, here we go. Here's another one. I mean.
That one's not that bad, I guess. I mean, but still, that's not going in my butt.
Right.
No.
He sends stuff like that all the time. He's like, oh, here's another one he sent me today or the other day.
Ah! Oh. I had to duck. That's.
He knows what I like. And if you let him know what you like.
I see.
If you let him know what you like, he'll send stuff to your Twitter too.
Big hairy butts.
And I cannot lie.
That's true. Oh, here, look, this is my tattoo.
Oh, you were telling me you were going to get that.
Yeah.
Okay, that looks cool.
Yeah, I like it. It turned out really nice. It was relatively inexpensive, and it only took like an hour.
Where'd you go? Like here in the city? Or?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Here in the city. I went to a place called Revolution. It's
I think I've heard of them
Western
before.
Between like Fullerton and Armitage, I think. Mm-hmm. But I've gone a couple of places in the city, and this is my fourth.
You guys, tattoos in the city can be really expensive.
They
depending
can.
On where you go, because the artists are kind of like, I mean, I get it. You're an artist,
right?
But
right,
come
right.
on now.
Yeah.
Why are you charging me the price of like a Rembrandt?
Right.
You know,
like I do not need you to paint the Mona Lisa
right.
on my leg. And also the tattoo
do you
is
want
on
to
my,
say what it means or do you want to
yeah,
say
no,
what
I can. Okay. It's the number 11. It's on my thigh. So that's why I had to take my pants off and I'm wearing gym shorts underneath. It wasn't like I got it like
you
tattoo
to
on
reveal.
My dick.
You
yeah.
You need to reveal it. It's like 11 for 11 inches soft.
That's terrifying. I would pass out. No, it is the number 11. My birthday is the 11th. Mm-hmm. And I decided basically to be an actor 11 years ago this year. I graduated from college for my undergrad 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I just finished my 11th show in Chicago.
Oh.
So, multi.
And you like Stranger Things.
And I like Stranger Things. Yes, that is true. I am inspired.
I remember
by
that the most from what you told me last time.
I was having a conversation. I was talking to this girl I work with at the microwave, one of the many microwaves in my office because we're so luxurious. That's how you measure success.
By microwaves.
But there's like a kind of like a secret kitchenette. That not a whole lot of people know about.
We
yeah.
love a secret kitchenette.
Oh God, so I get so pissed off though when other people are
right?
in it. Especially like if it's people I know, like I'm like, fine, whatever. But like people I don't know, I'm like, get the fuck out of my kitchenette.
It's like a brand new person.
Ugh, I get so mad. I once lurked around the corner to see if I could recognize the voices before I would decide to go in. Because I was like, I ain't got time to make no new friends or try to make chit chat while you're heating up your goddamn lasagna.
Right. Or fish.
Ugh. Nobody.
You guys don't have a cafeteria there?
No, we do.
Oh, okay.
We have.
Is it pricey?
Ew, the salad bar is like kind of crazy, but no, we have a lot of options.
Is it like Whole Foods crazy? Because Whole Foods
it's kind
is crazy.
Of Whole Foods crazy.
Oh, no,
yeah, no,
no
it is legit. Like I've had like a $17 salad
no
before.
Time
like
for that.
No,
that's
I know.
Ridiculous. Why is lettuce $17?
I don't understand.
Trump. That's why now. But
well. Also, you got to like balance it out and not get the heavy vegetables.
Right.
You got to think
no
about
no tomatoes,
no
carrots.
Cucumbers. Mm-mm.
No,
no. You got
no chickpeas.
No.
No beans.
No.
No eggs.
You just need lettuce, maybe some shredded cheese.
A couple pieces of spinach. I think
yeah.
you might be okay. No green peppers.
No. Maybe a little diced onion. Just a little.
Oh, yeah.
If you're into
that.
That
shit is dense. And don't put your dressing on before you
no.
weigh.
Well, they make you weigh the dressing separate then.
No, you pay and then you go, oh my God, I forgot my dressing. Can I get it?
They'd be like, you can get it, but you're going to put it on a scale. So I'm waiting to like heat something up. And this guy that I like vaguely know is in there and this other girl that I work with. And we're like chit chatting. And she was like, oh, why are you wearing gym shorts in the office? Because we can wear whatever we want.
Oh, okay.
And I like changed into gym shorts because it was like the day after I got my tattoo. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to air it out. and I showed her, and the guy was like, oh, like from Labyrinth. And I was like, I love the movie Labyrinth, so if there isn't like a connection with the number 11, mm-hmm. like that's awesome. I can't think of it though. And then he says, like, in this fairly bad British accent, like, oh, it goes up to 11. And I'm like, are you talking about like the movie, like, Spinal Tap? Like the movie, like, there's, have you ever seen Spinal Tap? Like, this is Spinal Tap. It's a mockumentary. If you haven't, it's hilarious. You should see it.
Oh, okay.
It's like, do you know Waiting for Guffman or like Best in Show? Yeah. Like mockumentaries. Oh, okay. Okay. So it's kind of like that. It's a lot of the same guys. It's Christopher Guest, who is Jamie Lee Curtis's husband. Mm-hmm. He's in it. It's about like a fake heavy metal band in the late '70s, early '80s sort of thing. It's fucking hilarious. And, so they have this thing where like their amps go to 11 mm-hmm. because it's louder. And, there's like a whole joke about it. And so he was like, oh, so like it goes up to 11. And I'm like, what? That's not Labyrinth. What the fuck are you talking about? I was just, but I was nice. Like in my mind, I was like, get out. But
shut the fuck up. Yeah. British person.
Well, he wasn't actually British. He was just pretending to be like British,
pretending
like
British person. Get out. Leave.
This story was funnier if you had
been there
or known about Spinal Tap.
Yeah, I guess.
Like most people do. Just saying.
I'll try to watch it. All right, so we have some voicemails and we have some emails and we have some questions.
It's a busy day.
It's so busy. excuse me. We have an email from Justin. He said, hey, Ricky and Adam, I just wanted to share with you guys my favorite German rap song, or at least I think it would be considered rap, and write in for the first time. And I wanted to let you guys know I'm enjoying Adam as your new co-host. I was a little upset at first because I finally started liking Roger, but I look forward to seeing where the two of you take the show. Your neighbor in the burbs, Justin.
Oh, hey, Justin.
Oh. Wait, have I talked to you before, Justin? Or do I know you?
Or what burb? Mysteries. Did you listen to the German rap song?
I have not, and I would play. Well, we could play it.
Are we going to get sued if we play it?
No, because it's in German. They don't have copyright there, right?
No, they definitely don't.
Let's see what this plays here. Oh, sounds Asian.
Can you be a little more xenophobic and racist, Ricky?
It's in black and white.
Ich verbrenn mein Studio, schnupfe die Asche wie Koks. Ich erschlag meinen Goldfisch, vergrab ihn im Hof.
Hendrik will have to tell us what this means.
Alles, was ich hab, lass ich los. Mein altes Leben schmeckt wie ein labbriger Toast. Brat mir ein Prachtsteak. Peter kocht jetzt
Oh,
there's monkeys.
He's making breakfast. Ich will abschaken, feiern. It reminds me a little bit of Rammstein.
And it's only one person, and he's okay, he has machetes and shit.
That's, I think, a hatchet.
Yeah, it's a butcher's thing.
So I'm trying to decide if I find him attractive or not.
I thought that too, but I kind of feel like he might be a ginger.
Yeah,
I'm not for sure I'm into it.
Oh wait, are we going to
color?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a ginger.
He's a ginger.
I kind of feel this video's slightly racist.
Somehow. Oh, with the monkeys?
Yeah, and like the African, or I don't know if they're African or what, but well, there's a white person dancing.
Yeah.
Also, what? I don't know. It's weird. All
right.
It's cool though.
He looks like Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah. Interesting. Huh. Well, I kind of I'm,
but it sounds Arabic too, like a Middle Eastern kind of sound too.
Well, it's a melting pot, Ricky.
Right. No, it's no longer called a melting pot anymore.
What is it?
It's called a salad, because everyone could still be individual but still be in the same bowl.
Whatever.
It's no longer the melting pot. No one has to melt together to be the same.
Well, we know how much fucking salad costs at Whole Foods.
Right.
So
it's too fucking expensive.
Right.
So you're going to be, well, the melting pot's pretty expensive too.
Is it? I've never been. But thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
Thank you
for calling. That's what Big Fatty would say. Everyone's into your shart stories. They are
apparently
so excited that you're going to have more shart stories.
Well, suspense.
Right. We did get, let me just see some responses here on Twitter. These are the hardest things to keep up with because you and I respond.
Yeah.
They're responding to one of our things. And I'm like, what the fuck are you saying?
I have to like go back and, oh, we can talk about how randomly like one of the listeners I worked with.
Yeah, that was
in Pittsburgh.
Cool.
Yes. Shout out to Sean G.
That was so weird.
It was super weird. Ricky was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? But yeah, we were in a show together in Pittsburgh at the amusement park.
I thought you worked at like the gay arcade together.
No, we were even gayer than that. We were on stage together.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I remember, funny story about Sean. I used to make him, he buzzed his hair at one point in the season. And I said he looked like Alien 3 Sigourney Weaver.
Right.
And so we used to make him say like, she will breed, you will die. And he was so good at it.
You're so happy too. Like just thinking about it makes you happy.
It's true.
All right. Let's see. We have, let's do one more phone call. We'll do an answer on Twitter that we got yesterday.
Okay.
And then we have some questions we'll answer on the next show.
Okay.
Because we're around 21 minutes now.
All right.
And
keep
I'm
it
sure
organized,
we got some
Ricky.
Stuff going
keep
on.
Keep me on track.
That I'm the worst person for that.
I'm really bad at it. This is why we have like 45 minute shows every
right.
once in a while.
All the time. Not every once in a while.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
The time.
Like one of the two shows will be 45 minutes long.
Hi, Ricky and Adam. This is Toppy Smelly calling. Just wanted to say hello to your new co-host, Adam. Hi. I think you're a great addition to the Little Chew. A little faggoty, maybe. But okay. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I do miss Roger, but I've warmed up to Adam real fast and glad he's aboard. I wanted to go back and talk about something from several episodes, which is about weird tactile sensations that make your skin crawl. And I share the one that I think you said, Adam, your grandmother has about the cotton. The
oh,
cotton
that's my mom.
In the,
my mom.
The prescription bottles. Yeah, I hate that feeling. Also, I similarly cannot stand the feel of cornstarch between my fingers. No. And I also cannot stand unpacking things that have been packed in styrofoam.
Oh.
Horrible. Horrible. The idea of being weirded out by Poppin' Fresh Dough products is a new one on me, but it did remind me of a funny story that happened to me. I was in the supermarket and pulled out from the refrigerator a little can of dough, and a friend of mine happened to come by, and we started talking. And I was gesticulating quite a bit, so I stuck the can of dough under my armpit so that my hands were free to gesticulate. Now, a few minutes later, the dough in the can expanded from my body heat, and it spooged shooting out of the front of the can, just like a happy ending, and it splattered on the floor. Now,
just like a happy ending.
Ricky,
just
like love it. Your doggies. I think they're the most photogenic dogs in the world, and I'm glad your baloney nipple transplant worked out and all that. I heard you had the same physician that did Baron Frosty's neck tuck. Yeah. Oh, and Adam, I like some of the expressions you've been using. My new favorite expression in the world now is artisanal clean. I love that. Anyways, for heaven's sakes, get back to your show. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Toppy Smelly. Thank he has you. His own podcast also. The Smellcast.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say he's got a lovely voice.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of different voices. He's like a
Sybil.
A big fatty. Yeah, a Sybil. That might be pretty accurate.
Yeah. I mean that as a compliment.
Of course.
Of course.
Always, right? And then we have a very interesting question, which I'm pretty sure we're both going to agree on.
Yeah.
We probably both have stories on.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what kind of sucks is this needs to be up higher sometimes.
Aw. Do you want me to hold it?
The computer too? Actually, I can sit for this.
Yes.
I'll sit.
Go ahead.
It's easier.
Pop a squat.
So much easier. So we have a new, he's been a listener for a while, I think.
Okay.
He's a youngin.
Yes.
You know.
Babies.
His name is Austin. He's probably real cute.
His name is Austin. He has to be.
Right.
I'm sure he looks like a fucking Sean Cody porn star.
Probably. Send us pics.
Yeah.
Or your video, wherever it is.
Yeah. No, nothing that has to, like, we have to pay for, though.
Yeah. No, we don't pay.
We do freebies.
We'll stream it or we'll steal it, but we're not paying.
Yep.
Or you could come in person if you're close. Actually, he's pretty close to us.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, dear Ricky and Adam, is it okay to have sex with your roommate? I know sometimes we see roomy fantasies in gay porns and stuff, but I should do it. But should I do it in reality? My roommate and I aren't very close, and he is leaving after this semester. He isn't really my type, but I am a virgin, and I'm just really curious to feel what sex is like. I am not sure about his sexual orientation, so I think asking him first and then being rejected later will be so awkward for the both of us. But the adventurous side of me is pushing me on. So should I do it? Life is so boring without some gay sex to spice it up, don't you think? Sincerely, Austin. I love you guys.
Aw. Well.
So before we go into the answer,
yeah.
I responded back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Austin, while you wait for our answer, let me point you to the song Criminal by Fiona Apple. It might give you some well-needed encouragement, and thanks for loving us. And then he responded back, oh, I'm going to go listen to that song. Thanks. And then as soon as he sent me that, I sent a message to Adam. I was like, oh my God, do you think he's so young he doesn't even know that song?
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you don't know that song, go listen to it. It's kind of like a, I did what I shouldn't have done, but I still enjoyed it. And I feel like a criminal.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not bad to feel like a criminal. Right. I feel like, also the video is kind of super, like, child porny a little bit.
It's very child porny. Yeah. Like, a lot of people laying on the floor.
Yeah, like just, were they drugged? Whose basement are they in?
Just kind of like your house, your townhouse that you had.
Pretty much. I love Fiona Apple, though. Back in the day, before she went, like, super crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's still wonderful now.
Mm-hmm.
But that album, the first album, was really a title. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Title. So good.
Our answer is probably going to be yes.
Yeah, you should do it.
Don't ask. Well, get drunk and do it.
When
I say don't ask, I don't mean rape.
Well, yes. Consent is key.
Right.
But I think that if you... I find... asking to be somewhat unsexy. Like, if somebody was like, I don't know if you're gay, but if you're gay, do you want to, like I would be like, right. Oh, that's a little clinical.
Right.
I like to be seduced.
Right.
So I feel like if you have some kind of inkling, that he'd be into it, like, even
get a boxed wine.
There you go.
Well, he's probably too young. So get someone to buy you some boxed wine.
Right. Not one of us though. We don't condone that.
Right. No, not at all.
But we're in
Rogers
Park. But
we will meet you at the state line.
It's fine. But yeah, no, I've definitely also, if he's leaving, burn them bridges,
burn it, and nothing gonna happen.
No,
after.
It's fine. You want to get
unless
that...
you're peeing and it's burning, then you might have to call it.
Yeah, I mean, you might end up with something.
Right.
But no, be safe.
Right.
I don't know.
Also, I guess the situation is okay if you're a virgin. I don't really like commenting on people that are virgins because I don't want to tell them what the best time is and all that stuff.
Right. Like,
but I kind of feel like, I can't say that. I was going to say it should be a person with, you know, a little bit, but my first time really wasn't really. So, well, it kind of was. I'm not going into it.
All right.
Let's just say kind of close situation.
All right. Fair.
And then even if he's not your type, this is one thing, and I know I'm like old, I'm 40, but one thing 40. That happens as you grow up into an adult is your types change. Mm-hmm. You pretty much, well, in my experience, when I was younger, I thought everyone had to be super thin and blah, blah. And then I got introduced to all these different people, and then it's just like, oh, well, now I found this person attractive now, but 20 years ago I would have been like, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So even if it's not your type, well, wait, is it not your type that you won't be able to like perform or be interested or?
I think he's interested. Yeah. He's definitely interested. And also he's young enough that a, you know, a light breeze will probably give him an erection.
Yeah.
I would say, I agree with Ricky, types do change. I think like waiting for the one when you're a virgin is like,
don't do that.
Kind of absurd. And like, but I also get like, everybody's different. Everybody has their own personal whatever. Like when I first came out, I was like, I will never be a bottom ever, 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 ever. And then
and 3 days later, just right at bottoms.
No, I didn't like, I wasn't saving it for anybody, but like whenever I felt like I wanted it, I wanted it right. And I got it. Mm-hmm. And it was with somebody that I was like in love with and like dated or whatever. Mm-hmm. But also like I, as a top, just I'm a lot more discerning, I think, about who I let in my back door right. than whose back door I'm knocking on.
Well, I kind of also think when you're doing that type of sex, it should be a little more comfortable for you
yeah.
rather than awkward. If you're just giving blowies or handsies or that's just like a licking handshake. People,
yeah.
you could do that with anybody.
Right, right, right.
But also, he, I mean, I know he says he's his roommate, but it I don't know if this person's like gay because he didn't say.
Well, no, so he said like he wasn't sure about his sexuality.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he may be.
No, I mean the person asking the question.
Oh.
Do we know, like, is he gay or is he, like, experimenting?
The flavor of the email seems to be gay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So I feel pretty safe assuming that.
And I hate the roommate porns. They're so fake.
They are fake. I know.
I thought you were going to say I starred in one.
No, no. I had sex with a lot of my roommates, so I can't.
I have to say the same, and some of them were straight.
Yep. yeah, no, I, and one of them is probably listening right now. Hey, AJ, how you doing? Which he texted me to tell me that he did live with me when I, banged the guy in the dining room and then the guy I was dating saw through the window.
Right. Oh my God. I told Lauren that story yesterday. I thought she was going to die because we went to Starbucks.
I feel like such a horrible person.
Ho with no espresso.
Ho with no espresso.
I told her how upset story you were that you didn't get free coffee anymore.
Oh my God. It was the worst. It was so good too. But guess what? That coffee shop closed.
That's what you get. Oh my God. That's funny. Well, sad if they lost everything, yeah. But I mean, he should have just
stuck with it. You shouldn't have judged me.
Mm-mm. Don't judge Adam. Let's see. We have a phone call. We have three questions on the next show, so I think we can end this one.
Okay.
Start the next one.
Let's do it.
We're like 33 minutes. I think that's a pretty good show. Oh, right?
I did stay tuned for the next show because there may be another shark story.
Ooh. Or as Big Fatty would say, oh. Have you listened? Well, you said you were
was behind on my podcasting. Right. Now that I don't have a show, it's going to be easier for me to catch up with, like, I have so many comic books to read and podcasts to listen to, so I'm excited.
Okay. All right. Did you hear that, Big Fatty? He basically said he's not listening to your show. No, I'm just kidding.
The intent to listen is better than nothing.
Right.
Okay.
That is true.
All right.
All right. So we're going to go. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon. Next.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hopefully my microphone is working now.
I think Ricky's microphone might be working now.